Akelio Mboya, the commissioner of Budi County, confirmed the attack. Mboya says a number of people are still missing following the attack.
Many people ran into the bush, and the security team that went to the scene yesterday were able to recover most of them, including a child of three months. There are people who also ran to the bushes were also recovered. And that's where we established the death cases of two people, when the driver was also found dead in the bush.
The spokesman of the South Sudan People's Defense Force, General Low Rai Kong, says some communities in eastern Equatorial State are armed. He says a disarmament campaign could help reduce cases of road ambushes.
They are still armed, and they are the reason why they have been causing insecurity from time to time. So the long-term solution would be disarming all the communities in eastern Equatorial State that are armed. That's one. And once it is done, they also deserve protection from their neighbors across the country that are not armed. Like, for instance, the Taposes are threatened by Karmajong in Uganda, and sometimes they do cross-border raids. The same thing, people of Taposes, they are also threatened by Turkanas, and they have been doing cross-border raids. And the same thing, they also get threatened by armed Murle from Greater Pipora administrative area. So it is, in as much as is a national problem, it is also a regional problem.
Bosco Lohiang, a member of parliament representing Budi County at the State Legislative Assembly in Torit, says security forces should be deployed to deter frequent attack on commuters across the state.
It is a sign that, of course, all our roads are insecure, and that needs us to double our effort to curb this insecurity in eastern Equatorial State. You know, several times people have been ambushed along these roads, and this Ngarera has been a hot spot all the time, and we have been talking if there could be any deployment.
Reverend Solomon Oriem Abalang of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Torit confirmed the attack and called on the government to beef up security at hotspots in eastern Equatorial.
To my view, it is mostly politically motivated because some of the youth have been engaged, the youth have been influenced by even some of our leaders, that we expect them to unite the youth, to make them so that they should focus on the peace, but they will find that one way or the other they are influenced.
Pyong says the attack on SPLM members loyal to the president appears suspicious, adding that insecurity scares off voters from exercising their democratic right during election scheduled for December.
It is difficult to judge whether this is a political plan to sabotage the election or it is a criminality of SPLM's talked of making people choose their leaders. And if there are some people who want to sabotage because they want to continue in leadership, we don't know. But otherwise, I think what the party of SPLM have decided is to see that we go for election and bring leaders whom people are having
the
trust.
The commissioner of Budi County condemned the attack, calling it an aggression on the state government and communities of Eastern Equatorial State. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.